they'll see some amazing places. One, they actually go back up to Haines, and they'll be studying climate change.
Science-related summer camps in Southeast, and record numbers of student-athletes on local track and field teams. Those stories and more up next.
Dr. Sharp is a leading expert on bubble feeding in whales, so just getting to spend 3 days on a boat with him is a great privilege.
Summer is on its way, and with it, opportunities for summer camps in greater Southeast Alaska. Becca Parks is an education specialist with the Juneau Economic Development Council's Springboard Program.
The Springboard Program is a program funded by the Department of Defense running out of the Juneau Economic Development Council, and it has two facets. It does technology transfer, which is working with DoD technologies and looking at ways to either continue research on them or bring them into the commercial sector with organizations, businesses, government, anything outside of the Department of Defense. But we also have money to do science, technology, engineering, and math outreach. So we can work with schools, nonprofits, really anyone, to try to get more kids engaged in those fields, in STEM fields. And as part of that, we are able to offer a whole array of summer camps this coming summer.
The summer camps are offered for kids in grade school through high school. Some require travel to other communities in Southeast. Some are right here in the Upper Lynn Canal. Becca Parks explains.
They can choose from 5 different modules or courses to go out and either have this incredible field research experience or to stay on campus and work with university faculty.
This is the second year of the program for high school students called Discover Design Research.
But they'll see some amazing places. One, they actually go back up to Haines and they'll be studying climate change in the Toksinuk watershed. They're just going out to Glacier Point and Davidson Glacier.
One of the programs focuses on humpback whales.
Another group will be going down to the Cape Decision Lighthouse, which is on QU Island. They'll be working on GIS mapping and then coming back on a vessel with the Alaska Whale Foundation and Dr. Fred Sharp and studying marine mammals. And Dr. Sharp is a leading expert on bubble feeding in whales, so just getting to spend 3 days on a boat with him is a great privilege.
Two of the summer camp modules will be in Glacier Bay.
One group heading into Upper Glacier Bay, and they'll be studying glacier dynamics and just looking at that change in the park landscape, biologic succession, and then also taking some water profiles and just studying everything that happens as you move down the bay. There'll be another group that's in Lower Glacier Bay, and they'll be looking at a little bit more of the human history of the Glacier Bay area, studying the history of the Tlingit people there, studying some of the other mammals and feeding habits, actually looking at some scat, which I think is kind of fun.
The fifth module is for those who are serious about math.
And then the final group will be that group that's on campus studying with math faculty from UAS, and they'll be looking at number theory and doing a lot of statistics. They're going to ride the zip line and talk about sort of real-life math.
Park says the summer program will be challenging for high school-age kids, but not to be intimidated.
We've been running some of these modules for 2 years now, and every single student we've had has had a great experience and brought so much back to their classes in high school the year later. And it gets them ready for college. If you want to taste what that life is going to be like for 2 weeks, this is a great chance to go and meet the people that could be your professor if you went to UAS, or get a flavor of what you're going to find anywhere. It is definitely an academic trip. You're out learning, you're analyzing any data that you take in the field, and you're working with GIS tools, you're working in Excel, you're going to put together a presentation for a symposium at the end, but not one of those kids felt like it was classroom work.
More information is available on the Juneau Economic Development Council's website at jedc.org or call 523-2336. The Department of Defense is partnering with the Juneau Economic Development Council to offer science-related summer camps for younger kids, too. The camps for grade school kids tend to be of shorter duration and closer to home. JEDC's education specialist, Becca Parks.
In Haines, actually, there's a camp that's being run in partnership with NOAA and the Navy called Sun to Sea, And it's with Tenny Bentz, one of your local teachers. So they'll be building underwater robots and then being able to take them out and work with other scientists in the area to study marine science and a little bit of atmospheric science. And they'll also get a visit from a Navy scientist who specializes in underwater acoustics. That camp, it's a two-week camp in July. It'll culminate with a trip down to Juneau, where they'll unite with the Juneau camp that's going on at the same time, and they'll spend a night actually racing their robots and having a little competition, going to the pool here in Juneau and visiting the NOAA facility that's out in that's in Juneau, the Ted Stevens Laboratory.
One of the shorter camps is a Lego robotics workshop from July 5th to July 8th.
We also have a Flight Quest camp that is one of the ones that we've heard a lot of students be really excited about. It's the physics and fun of flight from paper airplanes to rockets. And that's for students that are currently in grades 7 and 8. And it's June 28th to July 2nd. And then finally we have a What's Up camp that's all about, it's hands-on activities related to wind, water, and green energy. And they're going to also do some really fun things with water wheels, working with our local utility company and going whitewater rafting, and that's for students that are currently in grades 5 and 6.
More information is available at jedc.org or by calling 523-2336.
We have 5 boys and 5 girls, so that's 10 total.
Skagway and Haynes both have record high numbers of track and field athletes this year. Coach Kent Fielding of Skagway.
Yeah, it's a record breaker as far as numbers, almost a third of the school. So, I mean, yeah, that's for us, that's large, but for most track teams, that's really small.
The first track meet of the season was last weekend at Thunder Mountain High in Juneau. Fielding says, despite Skagway's size, the kids are placing well. Skagway runners compete and win against 4A schools.
You know, we did well in the events at, you know, distance events. Mickey Wilson won the 400. Quinn Weber finished fourth in the 800 and won the 1600 and the 3200. Mickey Wilson also finished third in the long jump. Also, the boys finished second in the 4x4. Mickey Wilson, Quinn Weber, Ian Kluphart, John Dolan. And the girls, Amanda Jensen, finished second in the 1600 and 3200. The girls finished fourth in the 4x400, and Caitlin Serdick finished, I think, fifth in the 1600 and sixth in the 3200. It was good all around.
A couple of Skagway's young athletes recently earned running scholarships to help them through college.
Mickey Wilson and Quinn Weber, who, you know, won their events in Juneau, they are both going to be running in college. Yeah, Mickey Wilson, I think, is going to be running at UAF, and Quinn Weber is going to be running in, I think it's the Colorado School of Mining.
In Haynes, a big team means a high of 52 athletes for the year. Haynes head coach Greg Schlachter.
We have a large crew of coaches, which is helpful because at the beginning of the season we had 52 kids on the team. We're one of the biggest teams in Southeast Alaska. Almost half the school is on track.
Schlachter says while the coaches do their best to make it fun, the popularity of the sport might also have to do with the experiences the kids have while traveling to meets in Southeast.
We traveled down on the Fjordland, and we started off by seeing about 25 humpback whales on the way down, just tons of wildlife. And so that was a neat way to start a track meet.
Haynes High School athletes are placing well among their peers. Schlachter singled out Jesse and Jordan Piper, Fran Daly, and Brian Huntsman among the senior athletes. He describes some of the standout performances so far.
Jesse Piper does the discus and shot put and also runs on the relays. And this weekend in Juneau, he just tried, for the first time, he tried the 110 high hurdles. And he took first in the event and blew everybody out by about 3 seconds and is now the state leader in the event. So that was pretty amazing to see. And he's just a really natural athlete, a real gifted kid. And Fran is leading the state in discus right now, we expect good things from her. And Brian's running well in the 100 meters. And then we have a young group of freshmen and sophomores who are just doing super well.
The regional meet is May 14th and 15th at Thunder Mountain in Juneau. State finals is May 21st and 22nd in Fairbanks. Haynes will host a track meet this Friday and Saturday, May 7th and 8th.
We have more teams than we've ever had coming up to the meet. There'll be a lot of athletes in town, and it would be great to have folks come out and help with timing and judging and officiating, and we kind of need a smattering of everything. So if you're able to volunteer, it'd be great to get you on the list, and you can call Tiana Taylor, the athletic director, at 766-6700.
The Fraternal Order of the Elks will be holding their state convention in Skagway this year. The event will be May 13th through 15th, with an expected 100 members in attendance. Skagway Elks member Andrew Tronred is collecting items for gift bags to be handed out to members at registration. Larger items can be donated for raffles, which will be held throughout the convention. Raffle proceeds will go to Elks-sponsored charities. National Elks programs include drug education, youth activities and scholarships, and veterans services. Visiting members are expected from communities all over Alaska. To contact Tronred, call 612-0030. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jessica Plakta, filling in for Tara Bicknell.